information and a claim insurance. You're listening to the Voice of Central Illinois, WJBC and WJBC.com. I'm Adam Stasinski.
Hey, everybody. It's time for fun at the old ballpark. Not a very good Harry Carey. Not even a good Dan Sweeney. Not even a good Steve Malliott from the Corn Belters. Steve, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Dan. Thank you.
Hi, that's good to have you on the radio here today. If you say Malliott backwards, that's a tile mall. Yeah, never mind. Never mind. Let's move past that because you have an absolutely slammed schedule for this whole week for the Corn Belters. You take tonight off, but you have to have that to get ready for what else is coming up this week.
That's right, and all culminating in concerts this weekend. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and my staff is catching their breath a little bit today after the Legends game this past weekend. But we go right into a busy week, which, like I said, culminates in two great concerts.
You know, before we go into this week, I'm sorry, I forgot to add, that was going to be my lead question, is how the Legends game this weekend. I saw the piece in the paper. I heard what we were talking about. Sounds like you had a great crowd, and everybody seemed to have a good time.
Well, I think everybody had a wonderful time. It really was great to see a lot of the former Cub and Cardinal players. And it was kind of funny because, you know, one of the players from the Cardinal side was, he looked like he could still play. And he came in, and he was throwing the ball 89 miles an hour.
Oh, jeez.
So Mike Timlin was his name. And you remember Mike Timlin from his days in the big leagues. And he came in, and sure enough, he threw his first pitch. I think it registered at 85, and then he was throwing pitches, and he topped out at 89 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh!
So some of these guys who had never seen that before, I think, were a little surprised.
Yeah, Alan Cinder is not much faster than T-ball. So
and
I mean,
Alan would not even get up to bat. He said, "I'm not doing that. I'm not going to embarrass myself."
Now, did R.C. McBride get up and bat against him?
He did.
How'd he do?
He did. I will tell you, you could probably guess how he did.
A one.
But he
gave,
you know what? You got to give R.C. a lot of credit for the courage it takes to get up there and face somebody throwing that hard, because I wouldn't even want to get up there.
Oh, no, no. That's one of those pitchers that throws fast enough you hear it before you see it. And that's not good. That's not a good thing. How did Rick Ankiel look?
He looked great.
Yeah?
I thought he could still play. And, of course, Rick is in his mid-30s still, so he really could still play. I think it was his own decision to stop playing when he did. He just had enough, and you know, he made the long road back as far as a position player from being a pitcher. And I just the energy level that I think it took. And, you know, you need that mental edge, too, in the game. And I think Rick had just had enough and wanted to do other things with his life at that point. So, but honestly, he looked like he could put a major league uniform on today and resume playing, and he wouldn't skip a beat, and I bet you he could.
I'll bet you're exactly right. Well, that's good to hear. And the crowd was great. There was a big
crowd
for this, yeah.
We were just about packed out, so it was nice to see, and it was great energy in the ballpark. You know, when your ballpark's full like that, it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, the team's home for three games the middle part of this week, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
That's a short homestand, and that's not even a homestand. That's squatter stand, is it? Because you're just a very small three-game set. But, boy, is there going to be fun at the ballpark. Let's talk about tomorrow. We all know it's usually Busey Bank Reading Club night, but it's Olympic night, and this is going to be the big deal, is the Olympia.
Yeah. Shannon Miller. Of course, one of the most, in fact, the most decorated women's gymnast in the history of the Olympics is actually coming and is going to be there. She's going to be there to sign autographs and meet everybody. She also, I don't think she's going to throw out first pitch because she had rotator cuff surgery a couple months ago. So she won't be doing that, but she'll be greeting everybody. And then she's going to sign autographs in the concourse. So if you've got that favorite piece of Olympic merchandise that you would like to have, the most decorated women's gymnast in Olympic history for the U.S. signed, she's going to be there, and she's going to be there long enough where she can pretty much take care of everyone's autograph tomorrow night.
That's great. And like we said last week, I don't know if it was you and I who were talking about this or Greg, Olympians don't roll through Bloomington Normal that often, and especially Olympian that owns gold medals. So this is
a wonderful chance. Yes, don't miss the opportunity. I mean, just from a historical perspective, you know, I remember Shannon Miller. She was in the 90s. Just and everyone watches, you know, the great group of gals that went through the last Olympics, and looks like it's going to be every bit as good this Olympics. But Shannon Miller really represented the first group of the super groups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our Olympics gymnasts weren't that good prior to that. We had occasion, but they've been consistently good, and I really credit her group. They called them the Magnificent Seven at the time.
Yep, yep.
And the Magnificent Seven are the ones who really got U.S. gymnast Olympics going in the right direction and being the powerhouses that they are now, because it was always, you know, Russia and Romania and, you know, all of those Eastern Bloc countries that dominated the sport, and she really is synonymous with being a cornerstone of that group. So just from a historical perspective, it's going to be great to meet her.
Absolutely. The you have a special opportunity for kids 12 and under. They can get half-price box seat tickets, only $6. And after the ball game, I mean, this is what baseball should be all about. After the ball game, the kids who are there can run the bases.
Absolutely.
I love that.
It's a lot of fun. and the kids love it. And generally speaking, they go around two or three times.
Just
so
make
it's
sure
like
they,
a merry-go-round.
Yeah, make sure they keep going counterclockwise, though. That's is it? Counter, yeah, it is counterclockwise. Gee, I had to think there for a second. Goodness. Children's Discovery Museum is involved in this, and we've had Shelley Hanover on a couple of times talking about how appreciative they are. And this will kick back a few bucks over to them, and it just sounds like it's going to be a wonderful night tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Don't miss it. And like I said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet somebody of this magnitude and historical magnitude. So, yeah, come on out, and you will get a chance to meet her. I mean, we've set aside pretty much a good chunk of the game on the concourse for her to do that.
That's great.
Meet everybody. So.
That's great. Wednesday is Wind Down Wednesday, Mid-Illini Credit Union Wind Down Wednesday, and it's BOGO-era corn, so you buy one, you get one, and that's, you know, you can go out there and spend a whole evening having some hot dogs. You can you can watch the puppies, because isn't this the day when the dogs come out? And,
yep.
Yeah.
You can bring your dogs out and sit on the grass berm area and
yeah.
spread out a little bit, and the dogs all love to get to know each other, and we put out the big giant bowls of water, and the ushers carry dog snacks with them. So we have a great time, and you know, usually we get between 50 and 100 dogs that come out every Wednesday.
Yeah,
so it's a lot of fun to see that.
That is worth the price of admission. And by the way, seniors half price box seats tomorrow
yeah.
night. So there you go. So you can buy one, get one free ear of corn throughout the whole ball game. You can get some wine. You can just sit back and relax. You can. That's another great day. And then Thursday we have Budweiser Thirsty Thursday, which is every night. But this is, I think, very. Is this coincidental? Did you plan this? Teacher Appreciation Night comes on Thirsty Thursday. I think that is absolutely genius.
Well, and to, you know, not, you know, you always think teachers should get paid a lot more than they do. You know, and they're the cornerstones of our community. I mean, we're very teacher-oriented here because ISU's was founded on being a teacher's university. And we want to say thank you to our teachers. So, yeah, we're taking care of the cost of their admission. And not just teachers, but our educators, too. So even Barry Riley, we got Barry all squared away. He's all set if he comes to the game. Barry, if you're listening, I hope you... Hope you can make it out.
Now, you know, Barry Riley is one of those guys that's the most physically fit person that I know of any age. He's ripped, and he works hard at keeping himself in shape. Why wasn't he standing in the batter's box against that 89-mile-an-hour fastball?
Barry was there yesterday.
Oh, was he really?
Saturday.
I'm sorry.
Barry, that's okay. Barry played in the game, and we were excited to have him because you're right. He just, I tell you what, for a superintendent, he's like you said, he's ripped.
He is, and any time that I've interviewed him here in the studio, I just don't even take my eyes up off the counter. I'm not worthy. But you've got dollar domestics, and you've got $2 margaritas on Thursday, and if you're in college, you show your ID, you get in for $5, and teachers will be there, and you're going to have prizes and things for them. So again, another good Thursday night, which ends the squatter stand, the 3-game homestand, and then Friday and Saturday the corn crib opens up again for a couple really, really good summer concerts.
Well, as you know, Chris Young and Cassidy Pope are coming. And then on Friday night, which should be a great concert, and we still have great seats available for that. And then